Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. John Horvath II is our guest. He's the author of Return to Order, also Lighting the Way. John, I need your website, please.
Oh, www.returntoorder.org.
All right, so check that out, folks. The books are there, right, John?
Yes, yes, you can get them there. No
All
problem.
Right. So we're talking about some of the things that are jeopardizing, in my opinion, jeopardizing our way of life out here on Main Street in America, folks. We talked about the criminalizing of politics earlier. The last segment we talked about the way the media is giving airtime to ridiculous ideas. I mean, the idea that people are proposing socialism as an alternative to capitalism in America, John, while we're watching Venezuela go down, while we're being allowed to visit Cuba and we see how impoverished those people are, I don't understand how we're giving even the most left-leaning people would see that as an option. And one of the things that I'd like to point out, and I want to get your thoughts on this, I try to remind people that liberalism, as we know it in America, is not socialism. It may be in that direction, but the liberals that I know, people who consider themselves to be liberals, John, are people who they accept capitalism as a structure, but they just want to make sure that the people are taken care of that might fall through the cracks. And so they're more, as you talked about, the egalitarian type side. They're more egalitarian in the way they think about capitalism. But socialists, they think capitalism should be replaced with socialism. And that's an important point to make. I think that's something millennials need to take into consideration. If you think you're a liberal, that doesn't mean you should be, therefore, in favor of socialism. What do you think, John?
Yeah, definitely. You need to make that distinction. And, you know, this new crop of congresswomen and socialists, they obviously make the liberals who are in Congress look almost reasonable.
Yeah. But have you noticed some of those liberals, in order to feel like they're not losing touch with their base,
they're moving
in that direction. And I don't think they want to do that. Do you?
No, but, you know, one thing, you look in history, a lot of revolutions and times of when communists or leftists do take over, one of the things they like to do is get these people who are just crazy radicals, and they give them a flag and say, go up on that hill and plant the flag, and I don't care what you do, make it how you do it, but plant that flag, and they plant a flag, and then everybody moves toward it, very fascinated, almost hypnotized toward it. I think that's what we're seeing with Orlando Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Do you think that there are people out there, well-funded people, who hate America enough that they're willing to fund programs that and initiatives and practices, policies, organizations that undermine America? And I'll throw one name out there, George Soros. I believe he fits that bill. I think there are others. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there always have been those who have done that, you know, that are the big, huge, rich capitalists that go against their own interests and support a socialist type.
The Southern
idea.
Poverty Law Center is another one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
And those places, those people are funded by in a lot of ways are funded by, but these are people. See, you and I don't claim America to be perfect. We know America, we know capitalism is not perfect,
right? Yeah,
but it does promote liberty. And what could not happen if you've fallen through the cracks in terms of the, if you've had a tough time, where would you rather be? Would you rather be where you can where you can flourish if you, I mean, where you have an opportunity to fix that on your own? Or would you rather do you think most people really want to be just given stuff for the rest of their lives and told what to do? What do you think, John? Last thoughts?
No, absolutely not. I mean, that's why everybody wants to come here. Not because of the benefits. It's because there are opportunities.
That's a really good point, isn't it? Do you think people are trying to break into this country because they want more socialism, John? I don't think so. Do you?
No, I don't either, no.
That's a good point. ReturnToOrder.org, right?
That's it, ReturnToOrder.org.
Hey, John, good job today. Will you come back?
Anytime. Just give
John
me a call.
Horvath, the second, ladies and gentlemen. Return to Order. That's his new book. Quick break. Actually, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.